Becoming a U.S. citizen is taking longer and longer, up to a year and a half for applicants in Connecticut or Long Island. The federal agency in charge of screening citizenship applications, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, says it has a plan to end the problem. WSHU's Charles Lane reports data released on Tuesday show the backlog has barely changed since President Trump took office. Meanwhile, immigration advocates say the administration is actually slowing the process.
Underneath President Trump's portrait at the federal courthouse in Islip, Long Island, a line forms. Dozens of new citizens have just taken the oath of allegiance and are now waiting to have their photos taken. Jorge Acosta immigrated from Colombia. He brought his wife, Anna Morales, to the ceremony.
I'm happy. I like this country.
He waited for months.
Morales became a citizen 2 years ago. She says her application took 5 months to process compared to her husband's 14 months.
For me, more fast.
When asked why...
It's a new time, new president.
Morales and her husband show how the process has changed between the Obama and Trump administrations. Right now, there are roughly 740,000 pending applications nationally. That's double the wait list compared to 5 years ago. The government says it inherited two challenges from the Obama administration. USCIS blames skyrocketing applications ahead of the 2016 elections. Also, an internal audit by the Department of Homeland Security says a computer system failure caused outages and inefficiencies.
It's just a perennial problem because, you know, it takes time to catch up to backlogs.
That's Frank Cisna, Trump's pick to head USCIS, speaking about the backlog at an immigration conference in October. He said the solution is digitizing the agency.
And given the way that the agency is self-funded through fees, it's very hard to stay on top of and keep catching up with backlogs and incoming flow.
USCIS says that new hires and the opening of a new field office, both of which happened under the Obama administration, show that the agency is addressing the backlog. But the agency's own data, released Tuesday, shows that the backlog has barely budged, and the number of lawsuits claiming unreasonable delays and denials has reached a 10-year high. Elise DeMoss is an immigration attorney with the Central American Refugee Center.
But the agency indicates we have hired additional officers and shifted resources towards citizenship applications. If that's the case, you know, then why are we seeing the backlogs?
DeMoss says under Trump, USCIS has been asking for more documentation than before. For example, requiring copies of every page of every passport ever issued, or asking for court documents that have already been submitted.
It's kind of absurd, and it's the kind of request that will, you know, take a case that really is very straightforward and will just drag it on indefinitely.
USCIS declined WSHU's request for statistics on how frequently it asked applicants for additional information. DeMoss says the Trump administration is delaying applications on purpose for political gain.
And I really think that this is backhanded voter suppression.
This isn't the first administration to be accused of politicizing citizenship. In the late 90s, the immigration agency under Democrat President Bill Clinton was more welcoming. That's according to Irene Blumrad, who studies citizenship at the University of California at Berkeley. She says Clinton's goal was to professionalize immigration services.
But they also likely recognized that this could increase the number of Democratic voters. I think the Republican side only saw this as a way to increase Democratic voters.
According to budget requests sent to Congress, USCIS plans to add more staff in the next fiscal year. However, the agency has not yet said whether those additional hires would process citizenship applications or increase immigration enforcement. Charles Lane, WSHU News.